Audubon's priority bird list. 1. Wood stork. I met a boy who said he was a carpenter, offered him my body. He offered to carve it. Under his hand, I learned to be supple, to make my whole body a muscle. 2. Snail kite. When the boy could no longer speak, he dug into the earth. We were young, our bones just plucked from their birthplaces. Together we overturned the water basin and found the blackness beneath it. Invertebrates fell from its stone underskin in waves. He dug ever deeper. I knelt on the grass, looked through him. The worms and slugs writhed beneath his fingers. One snail lay among the masses, blooming like a wound from the soil. 3. Little Blue Heron. Once I read that blue is the devil's color, I decided to wear it always. I became a being of wetness, moved like a cool sheet of water. I wore blue to a party that wasn't a party, but really a get-together with an older girl and her even older boyfriend. He was a fox and ate fire for a living, swallowed the burning as easy as water. I asked him to teach me to eat flames. He showed me the redness of his shoulders, so I named him. Red is not the devil's color. This idolatry was short-lived. The girl took God to her bedroom and left me with the cat. It picked the blueness out of my eyes. 4. Roseate Spoonbill. Give me a rose, and I will turn it into a mouth. Give me my mouth, and I will cease to speak. I will fill my mouth with stones, like the patron saint of earth and silence, who does not exist. In French, rose is the word for pink, and rouge is the word for red. At that party, we threw roses on the floor from the balcony. That was the end of the night. We stoppered our rose mouths and went home.